I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, what an hour we have for you this Friday night. First, we will talk Jets-Saints from the opposite side of that matchup. We'll head on up to New York, talk to Jets Beast reporter Brian Costello in just a couple of minutes. After that, it's my two-part sit-down with Tim Brando, Fox Sports play-by-play voice and national commentator covering college football. Talking about what he describes as a sports, and these are his words, in peril, facing a coast-to-coast relevancy crisis outside of the South. And frankly, I agree with him, and his words are riveting. We will hear two parts of his interview. It's a long one, about 20 minutes, but it is worth every minute of your eardrums listening here on the show. Again, that comes your way at about 9:25 local time in New Orleans. But first, as promised, let's go inside NFL training camp, and this serves as a double dip to go behind enemy lines for the Saints. It's the New York Jets in focus tonight. Brian Costello, New York Jets beat reporter for the New York Post and WFAN 101.9 FM 660 AM, the big stick up in New York. Brian, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Look, I'm fantastic. How are things for the Jets this camp, man? How have things been up there?
It's been pretty positive, you know, new coach. So that always gets people excited. Sam Darnold in year two has people talking, and Le'Veon Bell coming over. Also another reason for Jets fans to feel optimistic after some dark years recently.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There's so many storylines with this team, and you kind of laid them out there. We're going to hit most of those. Let's start with Sam Darnold, somebody that I'm so intrigued to watch in year two because he seems to have all the physical attributes, was pretty good at times last year as a rookie. How's he looked at camp?
He looked great in camp. You know, you try to kind of pump the brakes sometimes because it's just training camp, but he has really thrown the ball well. He looks like he's grasping Adam Gase's system really well. And, you know, Sam, like you mentioned last year, he kind of had two seasons because he played the first nine games, I guess, and then he injured his foot and he missed two games, and then he came back and played the last four. And he was a different guy in his last four games, and you could see a difference in him. I think he benefited from watching for a few weeks, and he's kind of picked up where he left off last year, and he's had a very strong training camp and preseason so far.
And they're going to need it, I would imagine, on that offense, a little bit revamped. You mentioned Le'Veon Bell there, Brian, as well. And I saw that he's talking about, hey, I want my teammates to hit me in training camp. I got to get prepared for the season, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, he's not playing any preseason games. So we noticed a few practices, he's gotten popped, and he's taken some hits, and he kind of likes it. You could kind of tell when he's looking for that. You know, either way he's running, he's not he's kind of bracing himself to get hit, and they're hitting him a little bit. So he's not going to play him. I was going to play him that against the Saints. They're going to sit him out and wait till week one to play him. But he's, you know, he looked good in training camp. He looks like he's in shape. We'll see how rusty he is once the season starts.
Are you as intrigued? And look, I use that word intrigued. I think that's just following the Jets around here. But to follow Le'Veon Bell this year because of, I don't know, is this a test case for what he did last year, sitting out a whole year trying to, I don't know, keep his body from getting banged up as he searched for a new contract?
I don't think I'm not as intrigued at that. I think he'll be fine. He's young enough where you can sit out a year. I'll be fine. I'm more intrigued in can his stand behind the Steelers offensive line. This is a different team, the Jets, than the Steelers. They don't have David DeCastro and Pouncey up front. They don't have Mike Munchak coaching the offensive line. They don't have Ben Roethlisberger. You know, we talked about Sam. Sam's not Ben Roethlisberger in his prime, like Le'Veon played with, and no Antonio Brown on the outside either for the Jets. So this is a different offense. So I'm really intrigued in how Le'Veon does in this offense without so much weaponry around him. That's the biggest question in my mind with Le'Veon Bell right now.
We're inside Jets training camp with Brian Costello of WFAM and the New York Post up in NYC. And on the other side of the football, I saw Brandon Copeland suspended 4 games by the NFL for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. How's that unit going to be without him?
I think they'll be okay without him. You know, he had a good year for them last year, but I think they could have been without him for 4 games. The bigger loss to me was they lost David Williamson last week, tore his ACL in the preseason game against the Falcons, and he's an inside linebacker for them who was their leading tackler last year. So I think that's the bigger loss for them to overcome right now. The outside linebacker spot with Copeland, they kind of had a rotation there anyway, and they've got a lot of guys that work in there. So I think they'll be able to plug that hole easier than the hole left by Avery Williamson being out.
Give all the smart football fans listening to the show what you're going to be looking for from a Jets perspective tomorrow during this game, Brian.
Well, a few things. I mean, Sam, I'm curious how long they'll play Sam, and you know the key is going to be getting him out of this game healthy. Once they do that, you know, he should be healthy for the regular season. So Adam Gase said the other night that they'll probably play a half and maybe even a series in the third quarter. I kind of doubt that. I think he'll have them out at halftime. The other thing is Ryan Khalil, who Saints fans know from his years with Carolina. The Jets lured him out of retirement 3 weeks ago. This will be his first game. He hasn't played any preseason games. So I'm kind of interested to see how he looks, if he looks rusty, how his snaps are, and just how he kind of operates within the offense. And then the other thing with the Jets is cornerback. They are very thin at cornerback right now. Tremaine Johnson is hurt, has a hamstring injury, so there's a lot of young guys out there. I'm curious to see how they play in this game.
Finally, Brian, expectations this year are, of course, always kind of muted when you're in that same division with the Patriots, but what's a realistic goal here for New York?
I think realistic is getting 8-8, 9-7. You know, they won 4 games last year, so they win 8 games. That's they're doubling their win total, and I think, you know, that's a fair climbing toward being a playoff team. I think if everything broke right for them and Sam really took a giant step forward this year, they might be able to get up to 10 wins and contend for the wild card. But that I think is a ceiling, and I think that's if everything broke right for them. So to me, 8-8, 9-7 is realistic for the Jets this year.
Tomorrow night, Saints and the Jets. You can hear it right here on WWL. Brian, really appreciate the time tonight. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Brian Costello, Jets beat reporter for The Post and WFAN up in New York. He's at Brian Cause on Twitter. We'll take a break. When we come back, part one of our two-part interview with Tim Brando, national sports commentator for Fox Sports. Part one, he goes into the scheduling imbalance across college football and what he describes as an embarrassing and pathetic, his words not mine, although I might agree with them, schedule for the Alabama Crimson Tide. You're going to want to listen to this. That's next on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.